Terry Griffith of the Griffith CPA firm explains what to look for when choosing a tax preparer.
Hey, this is Terry Griffith. I'm a CPA. I've been in practice for 23 years, and I'm here today to talk to you about things that you should consider in choosing a tax preparer. And I'm going to go through these pretty quickly because we don't want to bore you, and we want this to be informative for you. So item number one is your tax preparer in business year-round. If they're not, then find somebody who is in business year-round, because the IRS is in business year-round. And guess what? That's when you're going to get the notices. You're not going to get the notices during tax season. You're going to get them after, you know, these seasonal tax preparers have closed their doors. So that's item number one for sure. Now, what credentials does your tax preparer have? I think experience and ability have to be tested and shown. And so you're looking for somebody who is an attorney, a CPA, or an enrolled agent. And all of those people have passed tests in order to get the credentials that they have. And certainly, experience. What about experience? You don't want somebody that's a brand new tax preparer. You don't want somebody who is just right out of school. You want somebody who's had experience, because experience is tantamount in this business. It's huge, and it goes a long way. Having had situations when you have personal situation that you might not have ever seen before, we've probably seen it, and so you want somebody with experience. Can your preparer represent you at an audit without you being there? This is critical because it tells you what level of ability you're dealing with and whether or not these people have capabilities. You do not ever want to have to talk to the IRS if problems come up. You want somebody that's going to screen them from you, and somebody that's going to be there and work as your advocate. And so you want to make sure that your preparer can represent you at an audit without you being there. Now, there are preparers who are not CPAs or attorneys or enrolled agents who could represent you, but you would have to be there with them. So you want somebody who can represent you without you being there. Has your preparer ever been to an audit? Does your preparer solve tax problems? A lot of tax preparers run the other way when you get that IRS notice. So you want somebody that knows what to do when problems come up. So ask that question. You want to find out, have you ever been to an IRS audit? Have you ever represented anybody? So I think that's critically important. Now, here's another one that's huge. Do you want to give your tax preparer your Social Security number? There are tax preparers out there who are fly-by-night operations, and you may not want to give them your Social Security number. You want somebody that's reputable, who's licensed by the state or by the IRS, and you want to make sure that you're not giving them the key to the vault, because when you give them your Social Security number, that is personal information. You're going to give them dates of birth. You're going to give them Social Security numbers of all your children. They're going to know where you work. So make sure that they're reputable people, and typically they should be accredited by the Better Business Bureau or local authorities. Is your preparer looking for a long-term relationship with you? This is very important, because if they are, then they're not going to want to sell you a refund anticipation loan, which makes them a lot of money, doesn't do you a lot of good. You're getting charged a very high rate of interest. So one of the things that you want to do is make sure that they want a long-term relationship with you, that they're going to be there to solve problems and help you when you have problems, not just gouge your wallet and then be gone. So will your preparer set up an appointment with you? I think this is really important. I know that it drives me crazy when I go to a doctor to have to wait for an hour to see a doctor for 10 minutes. So I know what we do is we set up appointments. We respect people's time. We hope that they'll respect our time, and we treat folks like we want to be treated. I think that's just critically important in building a relationship. Does your preparer charge a reasonable fee? This is important because you don't want to pay an arm and a leg for something that you're going to have to do once a year, every year. So you want something that's going to be reasonable. You know, you don't want one of these huge firms that's going to just look at you with dollar signs every time they look at you. You want somebody that's going to be there to help you with your problems. And obviously, they have to charge a reasonable fee because they're in business, but just make sure that that's reasonable. You're not getting gouged. Your preparer should communicate with you. I think that's critically important. If you don't have a rapport with your preparer, I think you need to go somewhere else, because Unfortunately, we can't communicate well with everybody, but for most folks, you want to be able to talk and be able to ask questions, not feel like you're being pushed through a particular process, run you through the mill and get them out of here type of approach. So you want somebody you can talk to. Now here's some additional positive things to look for in a preparer. You want your preparer to prepare your returns on a computer. If they're doing that by hand, don't get up and walk out of the office. Get up and run out of the office. Because nowadays, it is just not, makes no sense whatsoever for somebody to prepare a return by hand. Your preparer should return your phone calls. Ask what their policy is about returning phone calls. We try to return phone calls within 24 hours, one business day, when somebody calls us. We sometimes we'll leave messages, but that's a return phone call. We leave a message. So we try to get back to folks. Does your preparer have an engagement letter, which spells out what his responsibilities, his or her responsibilities, and what your responsibilities are as the client, as the taxpayer? So that's very, very important. Your tax preparer should give you a readable copy of your tax return. They're required to do that by the IRS. That doesn't happen, you are entitled to a readable copy. Not a copy that's in code, but a copy that is readable by you. Your preparer should also review your W-4 status. This is how many exemptions you're claiming on your payroll. That should be done at the end of the tax preparation interview. I think it's important because it prevents problems coming up the following year after this return has been prepared. And you don't want to be caught short at tax preparation time as far as owing a whole lot of money, get a big surprise. So we try to provide preventive maintenance. Your preparer should provide helps for you, like an organizer or brochures, which kind of point out the way in different areas. You should have, and your preparer should have, an email address. Email is the best way to communicate. If your preparer does not have an email address, it kind of tells you that they're not up to date. They're technologically, and they're not using all the tools, which are going to make it easier for you to communicate. And your preparer should be the member of professional organizations, which is just critically important in today's ever-changing, quick-moving environment, because things change fast. There's always some detail that needs to be taken care of as far as IRS. Internal Revenue Code, there's always new details, new cases, new everything that it's constantly changing. Congress is always passing some new laws. So you need to make sure that they're tied into these organizations, which help them become better preparers and consequently help you as a client. Now here's some warning signs to look out for with your preparer. If a preparer's fee is based on a percentage of your refund, then do not stay in that office. Get out of that office and leave as quickly as possible. Don't let that person prepare your return. If the preparer does not sign the return, which he or she prepared, that's also an indicator that they're not legitimate. Please go somewhere else. You're just asking for trouble. If the preparer asks you to write a check for your income taxes and make it directly payable to the preparer instead of the government, that's certainly an indicator. Get up and run out of the office. Don't walk. If your preparer claims to have friends on the inside of the IRS, that could be a problem. So you might want to run the other way on that as well. If they ask you to sign a blank form, you shouldn't be signing blank forms. And, oh, we'll fill in the details later. No, that doesn't work that way. You should be signing forms that have been completed that have the information in them. If they ask you to sign anything in pencil, you shouldn't do that. Always sign in pen, okay? We've seen situations where fly-by-night preparers have said, well, just sign this right here, use this pencil. If a preparer promises to mail your tax returns for you, I would recommend that you mail your own tax returns. If they're not being e-filed, then you should mail them yourself, okay? Make sure that you mail them. Make sure they go on the post office box. Put them in the box. And if your preparer offers you a tax avoidance scheme, that is too good to be true, then get up and run out of the office. And that pretty much exhausts my list of things to look for in a tax preparer. I am with the Griffith CPA firm. We're at www.griffithfirm.com. You can find us on the internet. And if you'd like a copy of this brochure, please contact us at that website, and we would be happy to send you a copy of this brochure of things to look for in a tax preparer. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate you tuning in to our tax preparation videos. And if you'd like to see more videos that are free, then go to our website at www.griffithfirm.com.
And oh, by the way, too, we have a free report about things every taxpayer should know if you go there that we'd be glad to give you.
And as a bonus, we want to offer to review your past 3 years' tax returns for free to make sure that you receive all of the deductions and credits that were available to you in those years. We will look at those for free. So just let us know. Visit our website at www.griffithfirm.com. Thanks.
To take advantage of this amazing free offer, just go to www.cpamemphistn.com.